This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
West Virginia.
Almost heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River.
Judy, I really appreciate you joining us. I'm going to hit a ton of news coming up next segment we haven't gotten to, and then go to our next guest. But in layman's terms, though, what do you make? I asked this earlier, and you kind of went into all the science, but of all of the news coming out, they poisoned us, all the science coming out, the world learning it doesn't protect you. They're in panic mode at the Davos Group for real. What do you make of that, and what do you expect them to do next, knowing these scumbags?
Well, I expect him to continue the game, but the good news of giving us the booster or the booster. We now know they tell us there's a new enterovirus. That's a poliovirus, folks, coming out. But we know that virus has been in the polio shot, driving in many of these shots. It's called enterovirus 71. We know how to heal it. The thing, I don't care what they do. What we're going to do is say, no, thank you. We're going to move on, and we're going to heal ourselves. And
that's why they got so mad and tried to block therapeutics that have come out in the Twitter files, that the military knew hydroxychloroquine and the other products were basically 100% effective. They knew ivermectin was, 12, 14 years ago, in a Pentagon study, and they suppressed it.
Correct. So what they're trying to do now is make you think it was only the COVID shot. And it stopped all the shots, as I told you. They set you up. That's what they're afraid of. They want everybody. That's why they're coming to tell everybody, oh, yeah, we made a mistake. Oh, yeah, we made a mistake. Oh, we'll fix it next time. Well, you know, no, no more next times. You've done it to us for 40 years. Thank you very much. We can save anyone.
Well, let me correct you. Let me correct you. You're the scientist. My grandmother, on her second round of polio in Austin, Texas, in the mid-1950s, was told by her doctor and apologized and said, yeah, we had a bad batch full of this virus. It made you get polio. And she lived to 92, but was in pain and lost a lot of her muscles and nerves, as you know. But she was told in the mid-50s by her doctor that the second round of polio shot basically had live polio in it and gave her polio. So that's like 70 years almost.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. In fact, in our book, we show 1934. 1934, chapter 5 of our book, Plague, our first book, Plague. That's in our Get Healthy store on The Real Dr. Judy. We'll donate anything people buy from our store today. We'll make sure you get half of everything we take for that.
Oh, wow, you're a sweetheart. Everybody needs this information. How do they get it?
TheRealDrJudy.com. We'll start teaching the class tonight at 7 o'clock, detox from the jabs, and we will have a self-paced class. Again, any time you take the class, we'll donate it to you today.
Isn't that incredible, though, that Benny Hammond, my grandmother, was told by her doctor, and she forgave him, and he said he admitted to her. He said, sorry, a bunch of our staff that took this and everybody's getting polio, and we're sorry, they didn't know, and they gave my grandmother polio.
They did know, and it was in the it's in the foreword of Bobby Kennedy's brilliant foreword of our book Plague of Corruption, which came out April 14, 2020. That's the book that Plandemic was based
Isn't
on.
Isn't Robert Kennedy Jr. a hero?
He is, and I think today's his birthday, so maybe a shout-out.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Promise me, I know you're a busy lady, but please come back to the studio or come back anytime.
I will, Alex.
Again, one more time, the website and the best books for people to protect themselves right now. Everybody needs this. Well, the website again.
TheRealDrJudy.com. You can buy all the books there, even yours. Get healthy in your brain. Don't support Amazon. Support Alex.
Well, I thank you for the support. We really need it. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Well, that lady is a hero, and she is so dead on, and she knows what she's talking about, and it's just incredible. Now it all makes sense. They had to cover up all the other stuff they knew was coming out with this new weapon to blame that because they got government liability protection. And they knew it would all come out in the SPARS report 2 years before they released it. That's all true. It all just, we just went next level. We just went next level. We'll be right back. Stay with us in 60 seconds.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Our next guest hails from Australia. She'll host for the rest of the hour. And then we have Roger Stone, Savannah Hernandez from the Davos Group, live on the ground. Darren Beatty, Matt Baker, Dan Dix, Tom Renz, Jay Dyer with a SPARS update at 7:30. That's going to be huge. He's got new intel that's over-the-top important. Edward Dow with over-the-top importance. Mickey Willis in studio. Alex Stein, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Robert Barnes, and more. I'll be back. I'll be here at 7, but I'm just going to sit back and let those guys host because there's no need to interrupt. That's all coming up. I launched this fundraiser. I decided to do it about a week ago because we have some underages of a couple hundred thousand dollars a month. Not insurmountable, thanks to your support. So we built the new site, conspiracyfact.com, to get around the censors, to send people the live show feed, to make sure you don't get censored for doing it, or alexwasright.com. But I forgot the number one thing about a fundraiser is we've got an algorithm plug-in that hooks into our shopping cart, and people love to see the donations as they come in. I didn't have them do that, and they didn't think to do it. Not their fault, my fault, because I'm the boss. And once you start it, it's kind of hard to recompute the info and put it in. It doesn't work right, I'm told. It's not accurate. So we're going to monkey around with that and see if we can get what's come in there and like start it from that number and add that number to it or something. But we haven't looked at the numbers at InfoWarsStore.com. But it doesn't matter. I believe that you're going to support us. I need you. You need us. We are tireless. We are fearless. We're in this fight, but we can't do this and take on the New World Order without your support. And you see the Davos Group saying, anti-globalist, anti-Davos Group, talk show hosts are our number one enemy. I got the clip right here of Klaus Schwab saying, and I haven't played it. Guys, I've got like 20 clips. Find that one where they say disinformation is number one threat, but it's all over the news. I can show you the headline right here. It's truth is their main threat. So this broadcast needs to stay on air, and we're going to stay on air. We just need the funding. We have 3 to 4 years, 2 to 4 years of appeals. They're not shutting us down like they said on the news. But if you decide we're done and believe their lies that, A, we have plenty of money, which isn't true, or B, you know, we're going down, we will shut down because you believe their PSYOP. Do not believe their PSYOP. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. This sale is as big as our Christmas sale. It's the biggest we ever do. Super Male Vitality, back in stock, 25% off, limited supply. Vaso Beats, that creates the nitrous oxide in the blood that Dr. Mikovits was talking about. Back in stock, 25% off, limited supply. Very small shipments we got. It's all the money we had to get small shipments. Alpha Power, that supercharges your libido, your energy, your testosterone. Back in stock, 25% off, limited supply. Living Defense, it flushes out the parasites and more. Back in stock, it's a next level probiotic. 25% off, limited supply. Fizzy Magnesium, with both types of good magnesium. Nobody else has that. 25% off, limited supply. Real Red Pill Plus sold out for 2 years. Back in stock. The Real Fountain of Youth is incredible. 50% off. Down and Out Sleep Aid sold out for 5 months. Back in stock. 40% off. Super strong. Supernatural. Amazing. Not like supernatural like ghosts and stuff, but I mean, it's very natural. 40% off. Ultimate fish oil, highest grade fish oil, so good for your cardiovascular, your brain, everything, 40% off. Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, selling out very soon, 50% off. X7 Diet 4, selling out quickly, 40% off. 7076 Testosterone Boost, 40% off. Pain MD, 40% off, which is the new product. It's really amazing. It's a private label of a top-selling product. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill, your sleep, your dreams, your mind, your body. They advertise it for heart and everything, but it's really for brain. 40% off, ending soon. Vitamin C, 1,100% from Rosehips with zinc. Linus Pauling formula, good for everything. 40% off, ending soon. Multi-food, multivitamin, 40% off, ending soon. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, two different amazing brain booster, natural nootropics, 50% off, ending soon. Immune support, 40% off, ending soon. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, or 888-253-3139. And separately, we have 1776coin.com. We have the three introductory coins, only 10,000 apiece. There's a big markup on them, just like NPR again. We'll have a T-shirt or a sweater. They cost them $10 for $100. It's that you donated. So the coins cost us because of printing them at the highest quality in silver, $35 or so. So we sell them, you know, for $100 or so. That's a fundraiser. That means you supported. You have that memento. But we're doing $30 off with promo code 1776. We've got a few thousand of the Teddy Roosevelt coins left at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's it for coins. And these are the end of the founding member coins. And finally, I'm about 6 to 8 months behind in all our projects, but we're about to launch some of the really cool stuff for founding members. And it's going to be things like I'm going to start a commercial-free, at least weekly podcast with big guest analysis and PowerPoints I'm going to do for people every week. That is going to be on a subscription site. Everybody that's a founding member, you get a free membership, your membership email. Stuff like that. I'm going to do original art. I'm just behind. You're going to get that mailed in the mail. So there's things like that going on, but I know you didn't sign up for that. You didn't do it for that. You wanted to support us, but it's your last chance to get the coin if you want it, because we're not doing coins for a long time. There won't be founding member coins. That's it. So the Teddy Roosevelt coin, man the arena, help keep us in the arena. InfoWarsStore.com for all the supplements and the signed book as a fundraiser, but for the coin, 1776coin.com. Heard Dr. Mikovits talk about the nitric boost, how important that is. Now she loves the formula. That is so important for your cardiovascular system and how we're under attack, not just from the shots, but the spike protein. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'll be back around 7 o'clock tonight. Owen, everybody's loaded for bear. Share the links. Promote the show. Get millions of new people to tune in. It's happening. It's very exciting. I salute the crew for the great job they've done. And now, taking over is Maria Z from Australia. Maria Z, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here on this emergency broadcast. What does Alex Jones was right actually mean? Well, for the viewers of this broadcast, the regular viewers, you know that more often than not, what Alex brings forward to you is life-saving information. No one on this earth has done what InfoWars has done. And for most of us in independent media, Alex is the one that started this. Alex is the one that started exposing the globalists at the level that he has been doing for decades now, and we are essentially following in his footsteps. Every single one of us that has an independent media channel that does this for work, we live and breathe this, but I don't know anyone that lives and breathes it like Alex. Who else is out here doing four-hour broadcasts every single day? Non-stop, bringing you the truth, bringing you the truth first. And many of us look up to Alex. You know, I've told this story before. When I was very young, my dad told me about the New World Order. He showed me documentaries about September 11, and from there I started my journey in researching about the New World Order. I was very, very young, and I recall in my teenage years watching documentaries that Alex produced, learning about Bohemian Grove and learning about what was really happening in this world. Had I not learned that at the age that I did, what if Alex's content was not there in my early years, I wouldn't know what I know now. I wouldn't be able to expose what I do at the level that I do without that foundational setting that I had very, very early on in life. And I'm grateful for it. Some people may think that, you know, this is too overwhelming for teenagers to learn about. I disagree, because this is what set me on a straight path from my early years. It's what protected me from the corporate brainwashing within the organizations that I worked for. It's what protected me from the woke agenda that was creeping into the organizations that I worked for. You know, I'm from a corporate background, but I never complied with it. And I was always able to withstand it because I understood the agenda behind it. Now, some might say that you're able to figure that out on your own. Okay, with what information? Where would we be without independent media? Where would we be without people exposing the truth about what is really happening in this world? What does the mainstream media have to offer us? Just rinse and repeat and virtue signaling about saving the world. We'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. And I've got special guest Bobby Sauce joining us at 2:30 Central. He's an amazing guy, an amazing analyst, comedian, and you'll really, really enjoy what he has to say. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. Alex Jones has sparked a movement, and every single one of us should be grateful for that and give him credit for that, as well as all of the other presenters on InfoWars, the wonderful team that make this broadcast possible. I don't know if people can really grasp the amount of work that goes into making this seamless for the audience so that you can get this crucial information into your minds and share it with the masses. That is the whole purpose of independent media. We are fighting the biggest fight that we have ever had in all of history. And you know what? People don't put anywhere near as much scrutiny on the mainstream media as they do on us in independent media. But we're here showing you the documents, showing you the words from the mouths of the people that seek to subdue you. And they just spout lies all the time. And I want people to just imagine what the world would look like if all you had was the mainstream media. Just imagine if all you had was the same parroting propaganda with no independent media, no truth coming out anywhere. George Orwell, just think about 1984 and think about if you had no one out there challenging what these people say. It would be literal hell on earth. No one, less people would be able to think for themselves, I guarantee you. I guarantee you that there would be even more gaslighting, even more ability for them to control the masses if there wasn't pushback. And we have heroes out there like Tucker Carlson. I don't know what your thoughts are on him, but God bless him. He does the best that he can in his position. And we are grateful for his voice in the darkness. Imagine if there was no one on Fox telling you the truth. This is a multifaceted war, and InfoWars has played a huge role in it. In fact, it is at the forefront of it. So I'm asking everyone who's tuning into this broadcast, support them. Go to theinfowarsstore.com. Go and purchase their products. Go and buy the coin, the Teddy Roosevelt coin. It's a moment in history, and it's showing your support to InfoWars. Because without this broadcast, all you would have is lies. And I think sometimes we take that for granted. I think we do. I think we're spoiled for choice where independent media is concerned. And so we take it for granted. And we can't afford to. We can't afford to take it for granted, because if InfoWars didn't exist, if there were no other truthers out there telling you what is really happening, how would you prepare? How would you know that food shortages are coming? How would you know that a financial collapse is coming? Would the mainstream media tell you? No. They would tell you after they'd already orchestrated their attack so that you were left paralyzed and unable to do anything but depend on the government to help your family, to help your family survive. Just think about the literal hell that would be on earth. This is why they want to silence this platform so much. This is why they have attacked InfoWars like they have. This is why Alex Jones was guilty before he even walked into the courtroom and wasn't even able to defend himself. Wasn't even able to counter if you watch that, if you watch the way that the judge behaved, it was lunacy. I couldn't believe that I was seeing this in the 21st century. But considering the information that Alex and InfoWars have brought up, it's no surprise that they want them shut down. Klaus Schwab called for a mastering of the future at the Davos opening statement this year. What does a mastering of the future look like? Well, that looks like them wanting to be your masters. Do you know the reports are out there that they had to engage 5,000 Swiss troops to protect the attendees at Davos this year? Not only that, they had nowhere near as many world leaders as they invited actually turn up, because they realized that any association with the World Economic Forum is literal career suicide. But they needed 5,000 Swiss troops to protect them. Number one, the problem with that is that the military are protecting these globalist, satanic, pedophile elites. But number two, why would you need 5,000 troops to protect you? Are you protecting yourselves against assassination attempts? And I'm not calling for that. I want to be really clear. I'm not calling for that. But to engage 5,000 troops to protect a small group of people shows you just how scared they are. And they're scared because of this broadcast, and they're scared because of you, the viewer, that takes this information and takes it out into the world, into the battlefield, into the digital space, and you fight this war with all of your heart and all of your integrity and all of your knowledge that they don't want you to have. They want to crush your heart, they want to crush your integrity, and they don't want you to know the truth. And yet here we are, prevailing against them every single day. With the truth, with the knowledge, with the resilience that they could only dream of having. These people can't stand criticism. They shut you down for criticizing them. You make some bad comments on their social media, they turn the comments off. They can't handle criticism. And it's not even false accusations that we're talking about here. It's just plain criticism. They can't handle it because their egos are so big and they have no integrity. People of character can handle criticism and respond accordingly. They are weak. They are the scum of the earth. Every one of them. Look at them. Look at them. This is the scum of the earth. And for those that want to shut down this broadcast from this attendee list, look at yourself. You are the scum of the earth. Look at yourselves. You think you're part of some elite club. You are part of a dying class, a dying breed. No one wants you anymore. And that is why half of your attendees didn't even bother to turn up, because they know that their time is done. It's only a matter of time before the world realizes. And this is why we need to keep InfoWars alive. This is why we need independent media alive. So again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Buy high quality products. Donate, buy a coin, buy Alex's book, buy it as a gift for someone else. Ursula von der Leyen just recently said at Davos, she said the next decades will see the greatest industrial transformation of our times, maybe of any time. What does that mean? Well, German state broadcaster WDR recently told people in a public service announcement that washing once a week is necessary to meet the goals of the Great Reset agenda. That's what mastering the future looks like. Now, they'll tell you this stuff, and the mainstream media presents it as, we're going to save the planet, we're going to meet our climate goals. They don't tell you that this is coming from a secret group of elites. Now, people will say, oh, well, the Davos meetings are broadcasted on the internet for everyone to see. It's what happens in the space that they don't broadcast. What they broadcast is their show of them saying, this is what we're going to do to you. And what the counter attack to that is, no, you're not going to do this to us. This is what it really means. Shut off the mainstream media. Heck, turn off your television altogether unless you're streaming this broadcast on there. And tell the world what it really means. Do you know how much their numbers are dying? The numbers of the mainstream media are dying. And they're holding on for dear life, broadcasting nonsense, virtue signaling about Ukraine and, you know, changing your gender and all of the things that they are trying to force people to care about when they don't. They are a dying breed, and independent media is the new media. Keep InfoWars alive, people. I'm telling you, we need it. Right on the other side of the break, we'll be joined by Bobby Sausalito to talk to us about his take on what's happening in the world. We'll see you right on the other side of this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book. But I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, Bobby Sausalito is a comedian, political commentator, and internet personality, most notably recognized on Instagram as Take Naps. He's a self-proclaimed loudmouth New England Guido living in South Florida and making comedy videos about politics, the economy, current events, real estate, roasting, travel, and dubious observations. And I'll tell you what, he is fantastic at waking up people and empowering them to exit the system. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Glad to be here.
It's fantastic to see your face here. Okay, so just for the viewers, give us a quick intro about yourself and what you do, apart from what I just said.
Yeah, so I'm an internet comedian, I guess you could say. I made a video that went viral 2 years ago about the first night of the DNC, and I realized that the marketplace needed this type of information. So I basically take complicated topics and I create digestible, comical, short videos about them. I do some stand-up comedy as well, and I just pump out a ton of videos to try to wake people up in an entertaining and informative way.
and you do a great job, Bobby. When did you first realize what was happening in the world?
You know, it's actually funny being here because all roads lead back to Alex. The first video that I ever saw was Loose Change, the 9/11 documentary by Luke Rutkowski, and that was in 2006. And once you kind of see underneath the curtain, we went straight to YouTube, some friends and I, and we ended up on the InfoWars YouTube channel. And there's like tens of millions of followers and all of these views, like in the millions, and videos going up all day long. And we went right into the Alex Jones universe. And that was when it's like when you first see all this stuff, your head explodes. And it really, Alex, interestingly enough, full circle, was the person that woke me up to the most of this stuff at the very beginning. So it's so interesting being here 16 years later.
It's a story for many people, Bobby. It really is. And many truthers in the movement. I really want to get your take on what's happening in the United States and the world. And why do you think people just can't see it?
I think that it's dark. And the vast majority of people, I think, just don't want to see how bad that it actually is. And that's kind of the same thing that I did. Interestingly enough, after a couple years of paying attention to Alex, I kind of had this moment where I was like, this is making me upset, sad. It's like depressing. And it kind of ruins how you live your life because you're like, there's people that are coming to get me, get my family. They're ruining almost everything around us. And you just want to disconnect with it so you can live your life. And they've been doing it for decades, if not centuries. So it's very disheartening. And eventually you realize that I'm of fighting age now. If I don't participate in this battle, they're going to run through me and my future children should I be so lucky to have them. And you just kind of realize this call to action. So I think that the vast majority of people just don't want to see what's uncomfortable to see. So what I try to do is bridge that gap and give them something that's fun and entertaining and digestible while also showing them, hey, you should really look into this because they're coming for your kids. It's not about us anymore. It's about the future of this country and really about the people that are here now. That there's an encroaching enemy that they can't even see.
You're absolutely right. Do you think that they're posing to get rid of Biden?
I think that the general leftist playbook is you chew someone up and spit them out when they're no longer useful to the big picture. I think with Hakeem Jeffries, for example, and with Gavin Newsom, you have two very prominent figureheads that they're raising their star power that if they need to spit him up and discard him, they have these people waiting in the wings. Generally speaking, I think they have no strong candidates, but with him out of the picture, If he draws too much attention, they can let him soak all that up and then spit him out. So I would say that's kind of like maybe their play, but it depends on how angry the people get about it, which is why it's so important what we do. We need to be drawing attention to this stuff every single thing, because if you wait until the election is coming up 3 months, 4 months before it, or even weeks before it, if people don't already know and have seen this pattern over a long period of time, they'll just be like, it's just the crazy conspiracy people. Joe is actually my nice grandpa. He's going to bounce me on his knee and feed me a Werther's Original and smell my hair, and everything is going to be okay. So that's why we need to keep this stuff going all the time.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right, Bobby. It is that constant reminder, because what's the alternative? And I was just saying it before you came on. The alternative is having the mainstream media same rinse, wash, repeat, propaganda in our faces all the time. There'll be nothing to counter that. There would be nothing to challenge people's thinking. And so you'll have free thinkers that can think outside of that. But what about the rest? The rest that we actually need, because our lives depend on them waking up too.
Yeah, I mean, Alex is so spot on about it. This is an information war. It's like people think that it needs to be violence and we need to take to the streets, but really it's a cultural thing. It's a mind game entirely. So it's like, if you want to fight on the front lines of this, what you really have to do is realize that there are people out there that are okay, that somebody wants to take your young boy or young girl and tell them that if they get this medical procedure or take these pills to stop the natural flow of nature, that that's okay. And it's like, they're complete savages and they're merchants of the darkness. And it's like, if you can't convince people that cutting off a kid's Pen 15 makes them a girl, if you can't convince them of something that's so obvious and blatant and right in front of their face, they'll never believe any of the other things that are a little bit more complicated or harder to process and digest. So we all have to be, we all have to take part in this actively and say, look, these are the most obvious things. These are the easy ones to cherry pick. If you guys can't see how obvious these are, you'll never understand the depths of the rest of it and how really dark and nefarious all of these other things are, which is why us as the intermediaries, the information digesters and then repackagers are so important in this battle. It's like if somebody doesn't look at these very dark, very complicated, very nuanced topics and deliver them in a way that your average everyday person is willing to consume, willing to give it a minute and a half of their time, we'll never be able to convince them when there's something far more dire coming for them, even though it already is everywhere.
And let's talk about the far more dire. You were speaking out a lot against the vaccines. They're not vaccines, they're injections, the mandates. How did you help people digest that information, and what do you think was really successful early on, especially when people were fearful, in breaking through that?
Well, it's so crazy because the deeper that you dive into this stuff and the more time you invest, the more you realize how obvious it is. And you're just like, are you guys seeing this? Like, are we all both on the planet of Earth? Like, I don't understand. They were saying out of their face hole, they're on TV and they're just like, if you die with this mysterious sickness, it doesn't matter if you get shot in the head or eaten by an alligator or run over by a train. If we test you while you're in here, that's a COVID death. And the other thing that's so amazing, which I think kind of woke people up, is like the hospitals were getting prepaid based on the estimated infection rate in their area, prepaid for how many people were going to have this sickness and come in. And then they were getting paid if people died. They were getting paid if people are on ventilators. Now think about money just in general, you as an individual person. If you got a prepayment in the tens of thousands, tens of millions of dollars, and they said, oh, if enough people don't get sick with this, well, you have to pay that money back. You're going to do everything that you can to make sure that you meet those numbers and meet those quotas. They were financially incentivized to test people and have them test positive. They were as financially incentivized to put people on ventilators, which a vast majority of them died as a result. They were incentivized for these tests to read as positive. So who knew? Who knows what type of darkness was happening in there? So it's like, aside from that, they were saying right out of their face, they're on the White House podium, and they're just like, we're counting all these as COVID deaths, even if they don't die of COVID. And I think that their actual words were the most damning, where they're just like, here it is 6 months later. Oh, the average comorbidity was 3.6. And oh, by the way, did you know that the vast majority of people that are dying from this are 78-something years old or 80-something years old? It's like, they said it. It's just people just don't look. They have such blindness. And that's the big problem, I think, with the entire world. That's the cultural problem that we're really up against, which is, why does your everyday average citizen not listen to what they're saying? Why do they not do even the slightest bit of basic research to see the truth? They say it. They hide in plain sight.
Bobby, we're going to continue this right on the other side of the break. I want to hear more from you on why the populace wants.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And we're back with Bobby Sausalito. Bobby was just saying before the break how the masses just even though it's staring them right in the face, they just won't wake up. This is why his delivery is so fantastic, because it's digestible. They understand it. Bobby, please continue what you were saying before the break.
I was going nuts there for a second, so I actually lost my train of thought. But basically that if things are so obvious and they're hiding in plain sight and we can see it so clearly, it's like if we can't convince people to understand the very basics, the things that are objectively true and clear and right in their face, that they'll never understand the really complicated things. And it's like, and the other thing too is that so many people are suffering as a result of this, that if you choose to disconnect yourself from it and just get out of it, you're basically standing idly by while people around the entire world needlessly suffer under the hands of these people. And just because you're looking the other way and just because you're not paying attention means that they're just going to keep encroaching now until forever. Without any resistance at all, their plans will go on unabated. And this is decades, if not centuries long, but I do believe the one differentiator between maybe now being the time where they actually their plan actually gets foiled is through the phone, through the internet, and through broadcasts like these. The ability for you to organize and distribute information at a time quicker than any other time in human history. The individual and the cultural change, the cultural awareness of you just simply telling and talking about the people, talking to the people in your social circles about this, is the only and also the best line of defense from preventing them from doing more evil things.
I absolutely agree with you, Bobby. This is the biggest tool that we have. And as much as, you know, I encourage people to spend time outdoors and get off their phones, every waking moment that I have, I'm spending in this digital war, in this information war. So we have to see it as a tool and obviously not let it control our lives, which is what they want. I want to get your take on the Ukraine situation, President T-shirt, as you've fondly named him, and the United States funneling all this money to the crane.
Yeah. I made a video about this last night where I basically broke down the whole process in 6 minutes. The military industrial complex is financially incentivized for us to be in a conflict. And if you were to be a detective and you were trying to solve a crime, the first thing that you establish is what is the motive? Who is seeing to benefit? If you can disconnect yourself from all the propaganda that they put on TV and just look at it for who is the primary beneficiary of us being in some international conflict, the clear and obvious beneficiary is the military industrial complex and all the U.S. defense contractors. All these companies are making money so long as we're in this war. They're financially incentivized for us to remain in a perpetual and never-ending war, whether it be with the crane and Prezi T-shirt, the hero of our time, supposedly, or Afghanistan, or whatever is the next conflict. They establish a hero, which is Prezi Sweatshirt. They establish a villain, which is Putin. And they say, look, these two people are in the battle. Focus on them. Raise this guy to hero status. Lower this guy to demon status and don't let him speak at all. And meanwhile, the cash register keeps pumping. All the defense contractors are making money every single day that this happens. And the only thing that they want to do is not stop the money flow. And there's so many other companies that are intertwined with them that are all financially incentivized for this to continue. And then they have all the lobbyists and all the attorneys on K Street and all these people that are there saying, look, this is a little bit of a drip of cash, because the only person that loses is human beings and the American taxpayer. We're the ones that lose. They're the ones that gain. So anybody that's in that financial chain wants this to continue on forever. It's far and away. It's thousands of miles away. What do they care about human lives being cost over there? They could care less. All they care about is that money. So the military industrial complex and these defense contractors are financially incentivized and all the companies intertwined with them to keep this going forever. And if any other politician doesn't want to play ball, they'll remove them just like they remove anybody else. These people are appointed based on all of the money that they have intertwined in politics. Matt Gaetz, I was watching Alex yesterday, and he was talking about how Matt Gaetz spoke on TimCast. And he was talking about how if you want to get on this board, you have to donate $75,000 to this charity, and then you sit on this board. Who's paying that $75,000? Are you paying $75,000 out of your $175,000 salary to be a public servant to get on that board? No, the lobbyists and all the financiers are paying for that. So they're all financially incentivized, and it's that simple. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. They make this guy a hero, and they extract as much money as possible from us that gets printed out of thin air. And human beings suffer, the American people suffer, and the military industrial complex benefits, which is always their strategy. If we were out of a war for 6 months, they were chomping at the bit to find a new one. And Ukraine was a worthy target for them.
Yes, and we're worried about someone else's borders yet. And I say we, but I'm talking about the United States. But zero of securing your own borders. And this is absolutely in an attempt to topple and destabilize the United States. They don't want it to be the world's superpower anymore. That is a clear agenda goal. Do you think that people are fed up with this, that people that realize what's happening with the borders and, you know, are they seeing the double standard here with the United States borders and Ukraine?
That's the thing, is that the hypocrisy, in my opinion, saying, look at the hypocrisy. That was the 2022 argument. We tried that and it didn't work. It has to be like, the message I think needs to be like, these people are demons. These are merchants of the darkness. And I don't mean necessarily demons in a biblical sense. I mean people that are completely flippant and could care less about sacrificing human life. And if you connect all of these things together, it makes perfect sense. These people are completely money driven and they're evil. It's not about just being money hungry. It's like people are willing to sacrifice other human lives for this. So it's like our border and all of these things all make sense if you look at it in totality. It's like destroy any and all freedom anywhere in the world, destroy any superpower that would stop the globalist agenda and ruin any person that dare come at the king, so to speak. So they hide in plain sight. That's the thing. What they're doing is slapping us in the face with it. Our border not being secure is them just being like, look, this is what we're going to do to you, and you're going to do nothing about it. And by the way, we're also coming for your kids, by the way. So sorry about that, but we're going to do whatever we want as long as we want. So if people can't see the hypocrisy of it, we have to try a little bit of a different strategy, which is like, these are merchants of darkness and people are dying. People get emotionally manipulated by the media where they're like, oh, Ukraine flag and bio. Look, he's so brave. He's on the cover of Vogue. He's our friend. I want to have a beer with him. Sean Penn pats him on the back and Derek Zoolander goes over there and gives him a high five and they all hug. And it's just like, these people are dark demons. And if you can get them to disconnect from the mainstream media, they would realize that human beings are dying. If we put that energy that we put into sending the missiles into brokering a peace deal, which we could certainly do, think about how many people would benefit, how many less people would suffer. But why does anything happen? Because there's money attached to it. Every single thing is attached to the money. The only reason we're there is so that these guys can profit. That's it.
I really want to focus on the fact that what you're saying is so true, and you're right about having a different approach. And we're running out of time in the sense that they want to accelerate. They realize they're losing. They may draw their wild card at any time, and I warn about this, you know, cyber COVID, the shutdown, all of that. I'll speak more in detail about that another time, but they could draw their wild card. So we're in a race against the clock, Bobby, where we've got to wake up the masses, grab them by the shoulders and shake them and, you know, scream in their faces almost. Yep. We've got about 2 minutes left. I just want you to talk about the ways that we need to protect our own countries, get our people to love their countries again and fight for what's right, and then tell people where they can find you before we wrap up. You've got a minute 40.
The greatest defense to their agenda is personal excellence. Start with yourself. Be the healthiest that you possibly can be. Understand the food that you eat and the physical exercise that you put yourself through from day to day. Become mentally resilient to all of the darkness that's coming at you from every possible direction. My friend Andy Frisella says personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion. So make sure that you are the highest operating and best version of yourself, because you saying things to other people is not nearly as powerful as the actions that you take and what you choose to do in your life. If they see you out working, if they see you changing how you eat, if they see you changing the information you discuss and the conversations that you have with other people, your greatness will inspire greatness just through osmosis. So number one is make sure that you're the healthiest entity you could possibly be. The second thing is we grossly underestimate the power of our words and actions. We grossly underestimate how people can see us and what they glean from our example. If you lead and you go out there and you say things online and you broadcast that information and you change the conversation at the bar to a conversation at the gym and you change that conversation around the dinner table to say, hey, are you guys paying attention to this? Are you thinking about this? Then you can change the way that the world operates. You don't need to tell people what to think. You just need to teach them how to think. And the simplest thing
absolutely
you can do is say,
teach them
hey,
how to think. We've got 10 seconds, Bobby. Teach them how to think. Tell people where they can find you for more of your amazing content. Quickly.
Follow Bobby.com.
FollowBobby.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for your time.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.